Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Amen. How many are glad that you're here today? And you sense the presence of God. Amen. I want to welcome everybody that's joining us online right now. God is doing something great. God is doing something powerful. And I want to encourage you that there is a finite amount of time to do what God has called you to do. So it's important that you grab hold of this word that says it's time. It's time. Don't sit back and let the devil steal time from you. Stand up on the word of God and say, it's time. Somebody say it real loud. Say, it's time. Come on, say it again. It's time. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are challenging us with your word. God, you're leading us. You know exactly the journey that you've got us on, the specific path. God, I thank you that you'd say something to us today that would help illuminate where we are, where we need to go in our journey. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen. God is declaring this over our lives, that it's time. I hope you're getting this vision. I hope during these 21 days of prayer and fasting and launching that you are catching the vision that God is declaring over your life, that it's not time to wait. It's not time to delay. It's time to move by the Spirit into what he's called you to do, into the dream that he's given you. Maybe it's been dormant. Maybe it's something that has been on the shelf for you. But God is saying, this is your season. This is your time. But before we walk into the reality of this being our time and this being our season, there's something that I want to focus on today that we have to make sure that's covered. And that is, if we want to live on purpose, we have to focus. Somebody say focus real loud.
Focus.
That's good. That's important. So today, I want to talk to you about how to get to the it's time word. First, you have to understand it's time to focus. It's time to focus. Somebody say that. It's time to focus. Let's go really briefly to Habakkuk 2:2. And I want to read you something, and then I want to take you somewhere that God took me this week as I was praying and fasting with you, because God is doing something great. It says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Write down the vision, make it plain on tablets that he may run with it who reads it. Now, while we're praying and while we're fasting, I hope that you are taking out, getting yourself a notebook and writing it down. Write it down. It's so very important, because there are people that write it down when God talks and people that don't write it down. And the people that don't write it down are inevitably the people that go through whole seasons of their life scratching their head saying, what does God want me to do in this season? What is it that God said? You remember that time we had that moment and we were praying together and God said something? What exactly did he say? The first thing that you got to get right is write it down. When you see the vision, write it down. When God speaks to you in your prayer time, write it down. When you get that word of prophecy, write it down. Wherever God speaks to you, in the middle of Sunday morning, in the middle of the night, write it down. It's important. If it's important enough for God to say it to you, it's important enough to write it down. See the vision, write it down. This is where we start today. If you want to focus, you got to see the vision and you got to write it down. You know, and a lot of people, they don't get this. They love the Lord, they come to church, but they don't write down the vision. And it's going to be impossible to remember everything that God has told you if you're not writing it down. So I want to encourage you today, become a journaler. Even if you say, I don't have a journal, I don't do that. God is saying, hey, become a scribe. You need to become a scribe. We wouldn't have the word of God today if there weren't for some people that understood they needed to be a scribe. There is a part of all of our lives that we have to learn how to be a scribe. So get yourself a journal. Get yourself a notebook. Don't mess around. Don't write other crazy stuff in it. Just write down what God has said. Right? Don't write your grocery list in there. This is... See the vision. Write it down. Hear the vision. Write it down. Here's something that God is saying in a sermon. Write it down. Here's something that God is saying in your prayer time. Write it down. While you're reading the word of God and something God shows you something, write it down. This is the first part. See the vision. Write it down. Somebody say, write it down.
Write it down.
So we go from seeing the vision to writing it down. But now that's just the first step. That's not everything. The next level is you need to make it plain. Now this is important because some people, they write it down once and they forget about it. It's somewhere in the middle of a night table drawer. It's somewhere in an old Bible that they don't even use. It's somewhere in some book. They've just put it in a book. It's one little piece of paper. No, write it down and make it plain. So this means that you need to write it down. You need to rewrite it. You need to rehearse it. You need to begin to organize it. You need to begin to have a strategy for it. You need to begin to meditate on it. Make it plain. We see the vision. We write it down. We make it plain. This is so important. Have action steps that match your faith. Don't just be religious. Come on. Have action steps that match your faith. Write it down. Make it plain. What are your goals? Right? Not just any goals, not some half-hearted goals. Put some smart goals, not dumb goals, smart goals, right? Put some smart goals, some things that help you get your strategy. Who are you helping? How are you accomplishing your purpose? Who's involved? Who do you need to network with? Set some time aside and make it plain. You're not gonna do it if you don't set time aside. You're gonna have to fight for time. How many know you gotta fight for time? You gotta fight for family time, you gotta fight for your health, you know, to have time to go work out. You gotta fight for time. Fight for time to set down and write the vision and make it plain. Make it plain. See the vision, write it down, make it plain. What are your goals? What are your strategies? Who are you helping? Who are you serving? What's the process? Make it plain. Have SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, SMART goals. You can't just have vision, you have to make goals. Make goals. So learn to write the vision, rewrite the vision, rewrite the vision until you begin to make it plain. I'm so proud of some of our team members that have been every week. They come in and they sit in the church office and they write the vision and they rewrite the vision and they rewrite the vision and they organize the vision and they make it plain and they set goals and they set action steps. And I'll come in there and we'll talk about it. You need to do that with what God has given you. You need to do that with your dream. Set time aside. Make it plain. What's the goals? What's the action steps? Because you need to have action steps that match your faith. Can't just have faith. Faith alone, right? Faith without works is what? So what happens to your vision without works? It dies. So we need to make it plain. Now, having seen the vision, having written it down, and having made it plain, there's one other thing that you need to know. It's time to run. Look at somebody just square in the face and say, it's time to run. In 2022, it's time to run. I don't care how good your plan is. If you don't take any action, you're not going anywhere. You're not moving the needle forward. You have to run with the vision. You have to write it down. You have to make it plain. And then you have to run with the vision. It's time to run with the vision. How many know that complacency is one of the greatest attacks of the enemy? Right? If he can't stop you from hearing God, or he can't make you turn away from God, guess what? He'll cause you to be complacent on what God has already told you. What God has already made perfectly clear to you. He will make you complacent. Lazy with your vision. Somebody say lazy. Some people, they're capable, but they're lazy. Don't be lazy in the dream that God has called you. You can't just say, oh, amen, 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 I receive. I'm going to live my dream. No, you're not. If you're lazy, don't have lazy vision. Write the vision. Make it plain and run with it. Look at somebody and just encourage them right now. Just say, run with it. Run with it. I hope during these 21 days that you are writing down the vision. You're hearing the vision. You're writing it down. You're making it plain. Because let me tell you something. When we launch out of these 21 days, we're going running like a runner out of the blocks. God has called us to run with the vision in 2022. So I don't know what you're prepared to do, but I'm ready to run with the vision. I'm not ready to sit down. God's not looking for complacent Christians. He's not looking for complacent leaders. He's not looking for people that have gotten so comfortable that they're no longer effective. God has called you to run with the vision. So what's your action plan? On the other side of this 21 days, I hope you're running. I hope you're prepared to run. Because let me tell you something. This 21 days for me is like me getting in the blocks. Me stretching out. Me getting ready. I'm listening. I'm ready to go. I like my spiritual muscles are trembling, ready to hear the alarm that God is going to signal, it's time to run, it's time to run, it's time to run. Decide, how are you running this quarter? How are you running this month? How are you running this week? Have a plan to run. I don't wake up anymore just saying, okay, what's going to go on? No, I wake up with intention to run. This year, you need to be waking up every day with intention to run. You need to come into every week saying, I have intention to run. I'm ready to run. God, where am I running? Which part of the vision am I running after today? I am ready to run. Because there's an urgency about the vision. There's urgency when you realize God is telling you something and he's telling you it's time. There's urgency there. It's not just a matter of, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to ponder it in my heart. There's time for that. That's not this time. This is a time for action. Did I not tell you, be strong and courageous? It's not a Mary pondered it in her heart moment. It's a Joshua moment where God said, did I not already tell you? Be strong, be courageous, get out there. I'm going to give you the land. It's time to take action. It's time to run with the vision. There's an urgency. Jeremiah felt it in Jeremiah 29. He said, his word is in my heart like a fire, and a fire shut up in my bones. See, some of you right now needs to get a fire in your bones. You need to get a fire in your spirit. You need to get a fire up underneath your butt to do something in this season. Because God is saying to run with the vision. God is saying it's time to do something with the vision. Let me tell you something. The most normal thing to do when you're on fire is to run. You can't help but to run when you're on fire. You can't stay still. You can't stay silent. When God has put the fire on you, you got to run with the vision. The fire of the Holy Spirit will cause you to run. Jesus knew this, and so when he was with his disciples, he said, now I've given you the vision. I've made it plain for you. I've seen that you've written it down. But now I need you to wait. I'm going to ascend, but I need you to wait in the upper room, and I'm going to send you something. It's the missing component to accomplishing the vision that I've already given you. I've given you the vision, you've made it plain, but I want you to wait in the upper room because I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit and fire. because the fire is what enables you to run for the vision the way you need to run for the vision. Without the fire, you can't run with the strength, with the endurance, with the stamina, with the passion that you need to run in 2022. So God is saying, wait on it. I'm going to give you the fire that you need to run with a vision. I'm telling you, God is about to give you a passion like never before. He's about to give you a fire like never before. God is about to stir up the Holy Spirit on you like never before. An unquenchable desire to run with the vision like you've never had in any other season before of your life. God is saying, I'm going to stir up the Holy Spirit and fire. When you get this fire on you, you cannot stay still because God is doing something. Are you ready to run? How many people are ready to run? I don't know about you, but I am ready to run in this season. So I'm running, but I need to be focused. I'm not just somebody that's beating at the wind. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm running in such a way to win. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run? Now, there's people chasing after all kind of stuff. People chasing after paper. People chasing after women. People chasing after men. People chasing after things. There's a lot of runners running in the race, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way to get the prize. You have to run in such a way to win. You have to run with a type of focus that only the Holy Spirit can give you. Look at somebody, say, run with focus. Run with focus. Listen, I don't want to waste my energy. I don't want to run all over the place. I don't want to chase my tail. I don't want to chase after good ideas or things that sound nice. I want to run the race in such a way to win. I want to run after the vision God has given us. I want to accomplish things. I want to get the prize. Is that where you are today? I'm not just running for running's sake. I'm running in such a way to win. If you want to live the dream, you have to run with precision. You have to run with precision. You have to run with focus. Now, a runner, when he gets in the blocks, he's not thinking about his grocery list. He's not thinking about what he's eating for dinner. That runner is thinking about one thing. How can he win? My objective is win. My objective is win. My objective is win. I'm not focused on anything else. I'm not focused on what I'm going to say to my wife later on. I'm thinking about how I'm going to win. There has to be a level of focus to be able to run the race that God has given you, because the devil wants to distract you. But God wants to focus you. The devil wants to distract you, but God wants to focus. Listen, this is so true. I know it sounds simple, but when you walk out of this place, this is going to be a reality one more time. The devil wants to distract you, and God wants to focus you. And this is what the word of the Lord says in Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust you, whose thoughts are fixed on you. When we fix our focus on God, our running is going to be perfect. When we fix our eyes on God, we're going to be running the right way. We're going to have the right focus. We're going to have the right priorities. We're going to see what we need to see. But we have to fix our thoughts on Him. The more I stay focused on Him, the more I'm at peace. I'm at peace with the dream. I'm at peace with the workload that's involved in accomplishing the dream. I'm at peace even when things are chaotic. I'm at peace. He keeps me in perfect peace as I keep my thoughts and my eyes fixed on Him. I keep my mind fixed on Him. He's the author and the finisher of my faith, the author and finisher of my destiny, the author and finisher of my dreams. So I keep my eyes fixed. Keeping my eyes fixed on Him. Because if your focus is off, your vision will be off. If your focus is off, your vision will be off. So when I'm at the dojo and I'm sparring, fighting, I can't be thinking about what I'm eating later. Can't be thinking about what games I'm going to be playing with the kids, because I have an opponent that is trying to defeat me. I have an opponent that's trying to choke me. I have to be focused on the objective of winning. Listen, your enemy in the spirit is the devil. He doesn't sleep. He kills, steals, and destroys. While you're having breakfast in the morning, he's killing, stealing, and destroying. When you're having lunch, when you go to work, killing, stealing, destroying. When you're out on a date with your wife, with your husband, he's killing, stealing, destroying. When you're hanging out with your kids, killing, stealing, destroying. When you're sleeping at night, killing, stealing, and destroying. You have to be focused. Jesus said, watch and pray. You need to raise your awareness to what's going on in the spirit. I'm not saying that to worry you. I'm saying that to cause you to be alert. You need to know in 2022 how to get ahead of the devil. You need to know in 2022 how to beat the devil, what the devil is up to, what the strategy is against your life, because God has called you to be undefeated. God has called you to be more than a conqueror. God has called you to do big things, and He's saying it's time. So we watch and pray, and we move forward with a type of tenacity. Matthew 11:12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Listen, you must have a focus and a force equivalent to take your purpose by storm. You must have a focus and a force equivalent to take your purpose by storm. Can I tell you, the devil's not going to turn your destiny loose. He's not just going to give it up to you. He's not just going to turn over your blessing. He's not going to say, oh, here it is. This is what I just delivered it for you because God wanted you to have it. You're going to have to fight the devil over your dream. You're going to have to fight the devil over your purpose. You're going to have to fight the devil over your assignment, over your family, over your blessing, over your finances. You're going to have to take it by storm. You must fight with a force and a focus that is equivalent to take your purpose by storm. So let's stand up. I want to declare these things together. Is anybody ready? Look at somebody and say, I'm ready for what God has. I'm not going to let anything stand in my way. I want you to declare this with us today. God, I receive what you're speaking over me. I stand in faith and say, delay is gone. Lack is gone. Fear is gone. Those things that have stopped my purpose are removed now. I receive the promises, prophecies, and power of God. This is my time. It's time. There will be no more delay. No delay in my relationships. No delay in my health. No delay in my family. No delay in my finances. No delay in my purpose. No more delay. God is making a way for me in impossible situations. I can see it by faith. God is doing a new thing. I let go of bad thinking, bad habits, bad emotions, the wrong desires. What's holding me back? I'm ready for the new thing. I'm making God the priority of my life. Anything not connected to Christ has to move out of my life. I'm ready for the perfect will of God. I'm ready for greater. I see the vision. I'll write the vision. I'm going to make it plain. I will run with the vision. I have the fire of the Holy Spirit. I have focus of the Holy Spirit. I'm ready to forcefully move in my purpose. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on and give him praise in this place.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.